Ladies and gentlemen, that was the urban guitar legend, Elliot Holden. I'm your host, Giant the R&B Bully, a.k.a. Andre Marcellus. And we're on the line with Sandy Sweet again tonight. And we also have a very special guest. Her name is Miriam Boykins, and she's an entrepreneur. Like I promised you, me and Sandy talked about this yesterday, that we would bring an entrepreneur on today, and here we are. How you doing today, Miriam?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this slow. As slow as we possibly can on a Sunday, and we all are hungry and ready to eat. So the main topic on the screen tonight is 2021, what you thought it would be. Okay? Let that sink in. And this is really for all those people who were saying, oh, I can't wait to get out of 2020. I can't wait. 2020 is this. 2020 is that. Is 2021 any better? So we're going to talk about that. And also, Miriam, you have a business, correct? And what is that business?
It's called Bassett Green Box. It is where I sell paparazzi accessories. They're $5 accessories. Mm-hmm. Lead and nickel free. That's the most important part. That it is costume jewelry, but since it's lead and nickel free, it's not supposed to, I can't guarantee that, but it's not supposed to, you know, change your skin or cause you to break out, but it is everything right. Is $5 and 100% nickel and lead free.
Okay, we're gonna come back to that and let you talk a little bit more about that. Hey, how are you this evening?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm here. I'm blessed. I feel good. Happy to see you two beautiful young ladies. And did you have your dinner yet, Sandy? Or you about to get dinner?
See, you know, okay. Hi, Miriam.
Welcome. Hi.
Oh, my bad.
See, Miriam, let me tell you how he do me. About food, because he knows that I'm hungry. He knows that I haven't eaten dinner. He said, oh, you're not going to starve. Now he's talking about food. I was going to be good. I was going to mention food. Now he's talking about, have you eaten dinner?
Yeah. I mean, the people want to know. Are you having dinner? How was your day? Did you go to church? That's the kind of stuff they want to know. I got my church shirt on, but it don't mean that I went to church, but I got a church shirt on.
You listen to church on the internet
all the time.
That's right, because it's there
all the time.
Yeah, but no, we haven't eaten yet, but that's okay. I just kind of took it easy today. You know, I didn't watch any news. No news today. I said no, none of that.
Why not?
I mean, you know, it's too much sometimes. You have to depart from it. We're not really hearing anything good in the news right now. So, you know, sometimes just turn it off and watch something different, you know.
Okay. Well, Miriam, did you do anything special today?
Nothing special today. I did have a live. I did turf on over the internet. But other than that, that's it. I did a live where I sold my jewelry, and that was it.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very productive day. So that's good. Well, let's jump in on this topic, ladies. Is 2021 what you thought it would be? Miriam, if you'd like to go first.
For me, it's exactly what I thought it would be. We can't turn over all this stuff this fast. It's gonna take time. My full-time job is healthcare, and we just got a lot of issues going on. We got political issues. We got health issues. We got a lot of issues right now that need a lot of work, and it's gonna take time.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you nervous being in healthcare and actually having to be there dealing with COVID and the deaths and just all of the drama that's going on with that?
It is beyond nervous. It's almost fear. It's almost fear. We are doing what we were paid to do, what we signed up for. However, you still kind of feel like there's two ways this can go. If people would follow the stipulations that's been put down, we would be okay. Healthcare workers wouldn't be getting sick, doctors wouldn't be getting sick, nurses wouldn't be getting sick, aides wouldn't be getting sick, as well as the community wouldn't be getting sick. If we just follow some kind of rules and some precautions, go out when you need to, stay in when you don't, wear your gloves, wear your mask. But, you know, right now, to be honest, last night, two nurses died.
What?
Yes, two nurses died that were retiring this year. This was going to be their last year in healthcare. And, you know, when we talk to patients, it's never that I was at school and I caught it. It's I was at a party. I was at a get together. Right. I was here. I was there. But all the places we've been told not to go.
Did you know these nurses?
No. These were day shift nurses who came in the middle of the night, deathly ill. And it was just a bad situation. It was a bad situation. But we did know that they were retiring this year. And a lot of staff who worked with them knew them. I work in the lab, so I'm not really out there with the nurses that much. We work together, but not that much. But
how is your mental state dealing with that on an everyday? And another question too. So you would say, being in the medical field, that basically if you wear your mask and you wash your hands and you do the proper things that you should, is it safe to say that people are safe if they do that?
It's safe to say you've taken the precautions. Our doctors, our nurses, we wear our masks, but it's not 100. It's not 100%. It's not 100%, but it's you've taken all the precautions, all the necessary precautions.
So in all actuality, you're still at risk, basically. There's no foolproof suit you can wear or nothing like that that says, okay, I can walk into this hospital and nothing's going to touch me.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Sandy, you got any questions for her about this? Because, you know, we have an actual person who works in the health field. And a matter of fact, well, Sandy, you got any questions for her?
Yeah, well, not so many questions, but I'll say, you know, thank you for doing your job. And, you know, I know it's very disheartening because I did work at the county hospital for over 7 years. And I haven't been on the floor in so many, many years. And I put that behind me and went to work as a case manager for a couple of years. But it's a very important job. And, you know, it just breaks my heart that people don't extend the courtesy to the healthcare professionals that they deserve, because these parties are far-reaching. You're not just killing yourself, but you're taking other people with you. And so I know that you're afraid, because I used to be afraid, and it wasn't a pandemic. I was afraid of the other things that to the hospital.
Right.
And you know, I would be in there wearing a space suit and stuff. So this has to be 100-fold times worse, you know, that feeling. I don't know what it looks like, and I don't want to know what it feels like. But for Miriam, for you and all the other professionals out there, I commend you, and I want to thank you.
Yeah, salute.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Wow. Okay, so let's go back to the topic. So would you say that 2021 is what you actually expected, Miriam? Or it's worse or it's not that bad? I mean, what would you say?
I'm going to say it's worse with the things that's going on with the Capitol. Between the Capitol and the virus, I don't know which one is worse. I really don't know which one is worse. It's definitely not what I thought it would be. I knew things wouldn't just automatically, instantly change. You know, we have to go through that transition, but I don't think this was what I expected. I never expected to see the things that I've seen on the Capitol steps and inside of the Capitol. Never expected to hear about people walking around with 1,500 ammunition. You know, I just never expected to hear things like that. What was that about?
Right. So, Sandy, what about you?
Well, you know, we're 17 days in, and I see that the chaos started 6 days in, you know, and I didn't expect it to be over, and we still have to wait until the 20th with bated breath to make sure that nothing else calamitous happens, you know. I do have faith in the new administration coming in to try to clean up some of this stuff, but it's gonna be rough. And he told us things are gonna get worse before they get better. So if we know this, then we won't be shocked and surprised by it.
Right.
And I'm really saddened by the way that America is carrying itself. You know, I believe that, and this is just my belief, I believe that Black people, that we are the real patriots of this country, because we go and join an army or Air Force or something, and we keep it going. And you have to ask, why would a Black person join any of this stuff? You know,
right.
But we love America. We built America. And so we never wanted to burn it down to the ground. We've never gone on wild rampages and killed up folks like this. I mean, you know, so when they talk about patriots and stuff, I think they need to look at the Black people. There's so many of us Black people that have been in America a lot longer than these white people have. They have grandparents that came over in a boat somewhere. Listen, I can trace my family back all the way into like 1700 and something. I don't think too many white people can do that.
Okay? Right.
And I probably can go back a little further, but remember, we didn't have names. So I'm saying this to say that when they are talking all this patriotic stuff, we've been here. We've been here. And I think we need to let that be known. I think that should be our agenda, to let them know how invested we are.
I think they know it.
I don't know if they do, because or maybe they're delusional about it, because we built it.
I think they play dumb.
Yeah, that too. But there's a strong majority of us that when they say go back to where we came from, we're like, oh, what, Alabama, Mississippi? You know,
right.
That's all we have.
Right. You know?
And so I just think that we need to probably start showing people who the real Americans are. You know, Trump's mother and father came over here like in the 1900s. Well, my family's been here for 400 years, you know, so I'm the American, you know.
I heard that.
We need to really start hyping ourselves up and giving ourselves the credit that we deserve. We need to do this. We need to do this for ourselves, because guess what? They think about us all the time. We live in their heads rent-free. But we don't think about them all the time. We don't think about them when they're doing crazy and be like, was that a white man that went and killed up all those folks? That's, you know, that's the only time we really give them
any type of acknowledgement.
They're busy trying to do us.
Right, right.
We need to let them know, hey, we don't really pay that much attention to you guys. So you really should just stop. We're not taking anything from you. There's nothing for y'all to take back from us.
Right, right.
Just get a life, get a clue, you know?
Right.
So, like I said, I'm just going to let 2021 continue to unfold, and I'm here for it, you know?
Okay. You ladies have a pretty good perspective. Mine is a tad different, just coming from a different angle, because I got so tired of scrolling Instagram and Facebook, and there were so many memes and so many things about, oh, 2020 is this and 2020 is that, and I can't wait to 2020. And I'm saying to myself, while all of that's going on, I'm saying, like, wow, what do people think different is going to happen if the circumstances are constantly getting worse? Mm-hmm. I didn't understand it. I'm like, what are they talking about? Nothing's different gonna happen soon, fast. Like, I think people thought the new year would come in and then all of a sudden the sun will start shining brighter than it has been. I didn't understand. I'm like, that don't make sense. So I guess I'm saying basically it's exactly what I thought it would be. That's my answer to that. I just hope and pray that we can find some type of system or some type of something just to get to try to get a hold on things. Because it seems like things are kind of just out of control, from the Capitol stuff to the COVID, just to everything. Aliens possibly coming. Have y'all heard that?
No.
They say that it's supposed to be aliens popping off too real soon. And I think I forgot the date. But the president had put something into a COVID-19 plan of some sort and said that the Secret Service and somebody else was supposed to be letting the people know in 180 days what they know about UFOs. So I don't know where we are now with that time frame, but that's a real thing, too.
Listen, we're in the zombie apocalypse, so why not?
Oh, man. You say the zombie apocalypse?
Thank God I watched all those episodes of Walking Dead. That really helped me. It's been helping me get through this pandemic.
I don't watch The Walking Dead. I can't. It's just too much of nothing happening. I just don't even understand.
It helped me make sure I had enough food stock. When y'all was around looking for rice and tissue, I was good.
Wow. Okay, well, that's that on that. So, Miriam, we really want to know how you started your business and what motivated you to do it. And why you just didn't stick with your job? Why you just didn't keep your good hospital job and just do that?
Well, I'm juggling both for right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I wanted to get into entrepreneurship is because for years now, I have been chasing a dollar over here, $2 over there. You go over here and you make $3. And in the end, after gas goes up, your rent goes up, or your mortgage goes up, or inflation happens everywhere, or your benefits go up, my check would still be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, you know what? It's time to try a different route. My grandfather, he was the owner of a corner store. From South Bend, Indiana. It's set right across the street from from Dr. Martin Luther King Center, where there'll be basketball games and double dutchers and kids playing. It was just two parks in one. And he took a penny candy store. And with that penny candy store, he had land. He had 5 homes. Mm. He actually even bought the store down the street. So I said, if he can do that off of a store, basically based off of penny candy. So his number one seller was penny candy, cigarettes, soda, chips, and lunch meat.
Wow.
So I said, if he can do that, I can do this.
Right.
I can turn, I can flip $5 into a profit somehow. And one thing about Paparazzi is you do get 45% profit.
Okay. So what made you decide to go with that type of business? What made, you know, what made you not get you a penny candy store?
Well, I want to say the penny candy store was nice because of the location. So he had the location perfect. It was directly across the street from a recreational center where people gathered for basketball games, 4 and 5 basketball games where different recreational centers are playing against other recreational centers. So it drew people, it drew a crowd, sometimes a crowd bigger than we could even handle.
Right.
But the jewelry for me is you just show it. If someone's interested, they grab it. And I didn't want to have to try to look for a location. And the best thing, I'm doing this from my home. So it requires no gas. It requires no travel. It requires me to be at home, enjoy my home. And right now it is the best time with COVID. People think people aren't buying during COVID, but they are. People are buying even though they're trapped in their homes, and I mean, it's just, it's totally COVID free for me.
That's great. That's really great, man. So you do all types of styles, bracelets, earrings, necklaces. I mean, what else comes with that whole jewelry thing?
So they have bracelets, they have earrings, they have necklaces. Our female necklaces come with complimentary earrings. Our male necklaces is just the necklace. Everything is fashionable and it's affordable. That's the best part.
Do you have some things you can stick in the camera for people?
I sure do. So one thing I have that's fashionable, we have these beautiful earrings, leopard print. We have a beautiful cuff. So this is a cuff. It's a snap bracelet. You know, so you just snap it on.
Sandy, what you think about that? Sandy, you like those?
Yeah, it's cute. You know, if you're wearing some all black and you put that on, pops.
Okay. So we have a lot of different things. We got different metals. Different metals. So you have your little leather band and your design in there. The design is matching inside of the earring. So if you like your big earrings, we have small earrings. We have things for weddings. Our signature line. This is a gorgeous one. Our signature line. This here is just pearls galore.
Sandy, what you think about that?
I think it's really nice. I mean, I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, when we're doing the photo shoots.
Right.
Yes.
I would love to have a bunch of that stuff, you know?
Many of women buy these for the for their photo shoots for their husband. And we had for the inauguration in honor of our first Black female VP. Everybody is wearing pearls.
They are. I actually am on that link on Facebook.
Wow.
Wear pearls for 2020.
That's right.
Yes. 2021 inauguration.
Wow. Okay. So do you have, you know, I got, I'm asking a stupid question, but I got to ask it. Do you have any men's costume jewelry like that?
We do. We have men's costume jewelry. So we have this leather set. When it's men's, it's gray. We have this leather set. And it's more so like a urban set. So you have, you know, your little
Right.
It's more urban for men. We have necklaces for men. You know, men sometimes kind of funny about costume jewelry.
Right.
But we have this fabulous chain for men.
Okay, okay.
We have a couple of men that will come in and buy these pieces for themselves.
Yeah, I bet they will. Yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay. Okay, so in your opinion, and Sandy, jump in whenever you feel like, but in your opinion, are you more excited about being in the healthcare field, or are you working on your business?
I'm more excited about my business. I would love to see my business flourish. I wouldn't even mind a storefront one day. Right now, I am content with selling it from my home until I get more clientele built up. But I love the jewelry business. I love the jewelry business. I love looking at the fall fashions, the summer fashions, what colors are coming out, what metals are coming out. I love it.
Yeah, you seem to have a true passion. I'm sorry, Sandy. Go ahead.
All right, I was just gonna say it seems like she's found her niche.
Right.
You know, when you're passionate about something, that's you. That's your thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Real talk.
It doesn't have to be. It's not a job to you. It's
right.
You know, these magazines, you're getting excited. You're doing the forecasting, and so I think. As I'm a serial entrepreneur, like I just won't stop. But I think you're on the right track because you have to have that feeling. Mm-hmm. That's the feeling is what really, you know, makes or breaks your success. And even sometimes I just want everybody who might listen to this to know just because you're not making $1 billion right away, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that your business is failing. It's a learning experience. You know, mm-hmm. you have to learn how to cultivate your customers and how to, you know, attract new customers. It's a learning experience, and you have to take it all the way, take it as far as you can, you know. Mm-hmm.
Real talk. So what would you guys say to, or what do you feel, better yet, not even say to, but what do you feel about people who choose to be an employee and never go into any type of ownership or having their own business or anything of that sort? How do you look at those people? If you look at them at all, you might not even look at them, period. I don't know.
Well, I had to look at them through myself and just really kind of evaluate. I had to evaluate what was making me happy versus mm-hmm. what wasn't making me happy. What wasn't making me happy was sitting in Atlanta traffic.
Okay.
Getting out and driving to work when it's cold like it is now.
Right.
You know, dealing with millions of different personalities. You know, when you're at work, you got different personalities that you mm-hmm. have to deal with. You have to be able to manage your words and your mouth.
Right.
To deal with those. I mean, and we've had bad patients as well as having bad staff. So, I mean, it's right now, entrepreneurship is like the best thing that you can do for sanity. Mm-hmm. You know, you have patients who want to throw masks at you. I'm not wearing that. You're taking away my rights. And, you know, but, you know, I'm here to try to help you. I'm not here to try to harm you. I'm just asking you to put the mask on long enough for me to care for you. Mm-hmm. And then you can do whatever you want outside this building. So we have a lot that we're dealing with in healthcare. But when I'm in this room, in this setting, mm-hmm. that's gone. I'm lying.
Freedom, right?
Right. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm looking for. I'm looking for financial freedom, time freedom, money management.
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for all of that, but it's about getting you back.
Yeah.
when you work for someone else, you got to be there when they tell you to be there, do what they tell you to do, go to lunch when they tell you to go to lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really nice to have time freedom back.
And I'm going to say this. I think in terms of Black people, we should be looking more towards that, because the longer we stay employees, to me, I feel like we're somewhat slaving, right, if that makes sense, because right, we're working for corporations or hospitals or these big places. I ran 9 times out of 10 by white people. And this is no touche to white people, but it's just as being Black, we've been through enough. I think it's time for us to own something. Own your own.
Right.
Step out, try to create something. I don't care what it is. If you got a peanut butter and jelly you done created, or, you know, people do candles, people do jewelry like yourself. I mean, just come up with anything just to have freedom.
Right.
And when I say that, freedom for real, like, because a lot of times out here we work, we go to these jobs or whatever the case may be, people do, and they don't feel free.
No.
So to me, the only way you will feel free is to own your own business, control your own, so that you can determine the time you're going to get up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? The time you're going to start. Have employees of your own.
Right.
But own something. This is 2021. This is not the time to be working for somebody, because the way technology is going, a lot of these jobs you people think they're going to have, those jobs are going to be gone.
Right.
I mean, they're eliminating jobs already with all these different kiosks. And when you go in Walmart, they want you to scan your own stuff. So we basically, I mean, in a minute, those workers not going to have jobs. In the next, right, 5 years, that'll be gone.
Right.
So if, you know, to me, people should just, I don't want to say if people were smart, but people should just look towards, or better yet, pay attention to what's going on, so that you can foresee that possibly the job you're in now, you might not have in 5 years. Right. Because it'll be a robot doing it. I saw a robot on some clip. He was flipping burgers, just a big hand with a thing on it, and he flipping burgers.
I saw that.
So that means that guy job is gone.
Right.
It's out of here. And whenever you can walk into a fast food restaurant like McDonald's and go to the kiosk and order your food, come on, man, it's going to be like one or two people in there. And that's going to be it. It's going to be robots making your food and all of that. So please find you something to do that you can control, that you enjoy. That's the key, that you enjoy. So imagine if you become successful doing what you enjoy. That's success.
Right.
And now you got your freedom and you got some money. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Miriam, let the people know where they can find you. I have all your info in the description. You ain't got to worry about that. I'm going to pump it up for you. But let them know so they can hear it out of your mouth where they can find you.
All right. You can find me on Facebook. I live stream at Bessie's Bling Box. I'm there every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. and every Sunday at 1 p.m.
Mm. That's kind of cool. So you do it live with the people.
Yes. So they can see the jewelry, and hopefully it lets them know what kind of product they're getting.
Yeah. And I guess that's kind of a really good way, because then they know you're real. You just not, right, popping up a site and telling them, hey, go here. You actually come on, and just like you were able to show the jewelry tonight. So you probably doing all right now.
I'm not doing too bad. I've been doing this since July of 2019, and I'm not doing bad at all. I've just hit Life of the Party. I've also just been accepted into Fashion Fix. And what those two programs do is they provide me with more jewelry selection to purchase for my clients.
Oh, that's great. That's a blessing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sandy, you have any words you'd like to say before we sign off so you can go eat your dinner?
You know, this man, I tell you. Miriam, it was a pleasure meeting you. And, you know, definitely we're going to definitely talk about your business. And I'm going to follow you. So make sure you give us your Instagram and all your handles, too, so that our listeners can take a peek and actually join in your Facebook Live. And I wish you much success.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank you both for having me.
All right, man. Thank you for coming on. And I'll talk to you probably tomorrow about some other stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Hits Digital Radio. And I'm your host, Giant the R&B Bully. And we up there. We stuck there. We out.
Thank you. Good night, y'all. Wear your mask.
Good night.